morning. It's 8:03 a.m. on September 26th. It's a rainy morning, and unlike the other day when I waited for the rain to stop and it didn't, I said, to hell with it, and put on my parka and came out for my walk. So I haven't sent the picture yet because I didn't want to hold the phone open to the rain that much. It's in a waterproof box. It's in an auto box, but I didn't want to risk it. A few drops is fine. Holding it open long enough to get the address and subject line put in, no, not so much. So, yeah, the audio may sound a little odd today because I got my head pulled down. The hood is kind of over us and blocking most of the rain. It's raining enough that the water is dripping off the bill of my cap, which tells you something. So yeah, 8 o'clock, walking in the rain. My neck is sore from leaning forward. My pant legs are wet from the water that's dripping off the bottom of my jacket. Yuck. But anyway, it's closer to continue than it is to go back now, so we'll finish this walk. Today is recording day. I'm going to get into the booth this morning and get some recording done. My wife is home today, but I think if I ask nicely, she'll be quiet. Just need to work on cover art today. I'll have some ideas that I want to mock up and see what they look like. I went and looked at a lot of covers yesterday. There are a lot of covers from indies that look very much alike. And there's a lot of covers from mainstream press that don't really look a lot like indie covers. For one thing, a lot of the mainstream press looks pulpier. Of course, a lot of the indie covers look very amateur, but even looking at some of the good covers, it's like, I need to look at some particular authors. I meant to look at them this morning and forgot. So I need to look at Ian MacDonald. I also need to look at Peter F. Hamilton. The David Weber covers are pretty much what I expected. The big David Weber and then smaller title and then a little graphic in the middle and then something at the bottom. I need to look at author titles, I think, rather than publisher titles. So, yeah, I'm all a little overheated and a little short of breath because I am hiking right along this morning. I don't know if you can hear the rain pattering on my hood or not. It's pretty loud in my ears, so I'll assume you can hear it. Since I'm pretty sure you can hear my footprints, my footsteps every once in a while. Today is Wednesday. Looking ahead, today is Gotta take elder daughter to band at 5 this afternoon. So pick them up, bring them home, feed her, take her back, basically. I got a pot of chili ready, so that shouldn't be an onerous task tonight. Some nights it gets a little crazy, but tonight should work out okay. Still thinking about my sister. I got a nice letter from Paula Jackson yesterday. Bless her heart. She's recovering. She lost her mom in May. So that was hard for her, because her mom was really her friend, her partner. They traveled together. They did a lot of things together. I met her mom. My mom's a really nice lady. And I'm sure Paulette is adapting. It's the little circle of life thing. That's odd. I wonder if I shut off Endomondo. Hear it tell me what my mile mark was. I probably did. I shut off a bunch of stuff. Probably clipped it off by mistake. Doesn't matter. I know it's 2 miles and I know I'm walking, so it's really all that counts. So yeah, the countdown continues. Today should be day 30. And more on that when we get to zero. So another day. Got a story to read for Crime City Central. I mentioned that yesterday. Get that read today. It's a short, 3,000 words. I need to get that moved over to my Nook so that I can read it properly. Probably also try to read another chapter or two for Zyferia's call while I've got the setup set up. I won't be able to read for a couple hours on end like I used to be able to, because I'm out of shape. Reading is a physical activity as well as a mental one. When you get strains, it gets difficult to stand, it's hard to breathe. Which makes it hard to read. At least hard to read effectively. I reading Dan's book reminded me that I do something that I probably shouldn't, which is that I hold the Nook too low, so my chin is down most of the time. I was just consistent. Oh, and Jean Moreau's book is out today. I think I left a note on solarclipper.com with a link to the Kindle version. If you go to JeanMoreauServingWorlds.com, you'll probably find a link there as well. So it's really exciting to be part of an anthology like this. Every once in a while I do one, and it's always a great deal of fun. And I hope it works for John. I hope it helps promote his new work a little bit more. Walk the Fire. I didn't mention the name. Walk the Fire. And my story is called May the Ferryman Take You Safely Home. Actually, I think it's just May the Ferryman Take You, but the phrase is May the Ferryman Take You Safely Home. And then, in some cases, I suppose, May the Ferryman Take You is a bit of a curse because of the nature of his world, which I will not spoil by explaining. There's some red leaves. Red leaves on the bush. They were probably there yesterday and I didn't see them in the glare. It's a nice thing about having an overcast and somewhat dreary day is that you get to see colors in ways that you can don't see when the sun is shining out hard in your eyes, particularly. Oh yeah, these bushes were red. I didn't know that they were quite as fire engine red as they are now. They're lilacs. And they've turned this brilliant scarlet, almost a whole swatch of them. Very nice. Quite pretty. So soggy, it's ridiculous. Water is dripping off the bottom edge of my coat. I can see the drips fall. I guess my head's down far enough that there's no water falling on the bill of my cap, or at least not enough to matter. Sleepy this morning. I don't know why. I had a good night's sleep. I went to bed early. Slept through till 5. I'm hungry. I haven't had my breakfast yet, so that's probably part of it. I've only had one cup of coffee too, so that might be another part. I'm ready for both a nice high cuppa, a bit of toast. I got peanut butter. Happy guy. Went grocery shopping yesterday. I did deposit a check from London. Amazon UK sends me checks. This is the first one that they've sent because it's the first time I've had enough to go over their threshold limit. And so they sent me a check that I took to the bank to see if they could cash a check written on a London bank in a foreign currency. They said, oh, sure, no problem. I took the check and started to give it to me, and they gave me the receipt as if it were written in dollars and not in pounds sterling. And so I gave them the receipt back, and I said, no, that's not, I don't think that's right, because that's, you give me a receipt in dollars, and the currency is pounds. So it should be more than the amount of dollars. I don't know how much, but it should be more. And she looked at me, and she looked at the check and said, oh. So she had to get a supervisor, and then the supervisor had to get a supervisor, and then they had to get a specialist in foreign currency. Turns out that it was all built into the system already. All they had to do was find the right choices to make on their menus. And they did the deposit and it converted currency. So it worked out okay. It just took a little longer than I expected. Actually, it didn't. It took about just about as much time as I thought it would, which is why I did most of the banking at the automatic teller before I went in and dropped the check on the counter inside and said, okay, pound sterling, what do we do? Then I went and got groceries. Walking hunched over like this is not fun. And this parka is way too warm. It's waterproof, at least on the upper part of my body and the hood, which is really why I was wearing it. But my legs are soaked. And I'm kind of awash inside, so kind of damp from the inside out on this walk this morning. It's also milk day. I have to remember to pick up the milk when I go in. It's a bit of an extravagance to have the milk delivered. But the reality is that we really like the milk. And the difference in price is really only a few pennies, so why not? Yep, lovely day, lovely. If you like the rain, my lawn is sucking this rain down. I have to mow the front again, and I haven't mowed the back yet. Yikes. I need a tractor and a baler to get back there now. Across the last street. On the sidewalk. And here I am. At the back gate, one more day. Which is where I say tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.